Welcome to Classic Comedy of Old Time Radio. I'm your host, Ron Eckelbarger. I have for you today the next episode of My Favorite Husband, entitled Ordering a Television Set. It is number 58 in the series, and it originally aired on October 14th, 1949.
Family series starring Lucille Ball with Richard Denning as Liz and George Cooper, two people who live together and like it. As we look in on the Coopers, dinner is over. George Cooper is in the living room reading the paper, and out in the kitchen, Liz Cooper is talking to Katie, the maid.
Katie, where's that big glass pie plate we used to have?
What?
Oh, it's in the bottom cupboard. Why?
I'm going to try an experiment on George.
No, Mrs. Cooper, don't do it, please. He's too young to die.
Die? What do you think I'm going to do?
You're going to bake a pie for him.
Oh, no, I'm not. Now, don't be silly. I'm going to use the power of suggestion. Oh, here it is. You see, Katie, I want George to buy a television set, but he won't pay any attention to me.
Are you going to hit him with that glass plate?
No. No, I'm going to hold it up in front of my face and pretend I'm a television show. Like this, see?
What kind of a show is that?
It's a wrestling match. Well, how do I look, Katie? Do I look like television?
Well, I don't know. Your face is all wavy and distorted.
Yeah, well, I look like television, all right. I just hope George gets the idea.
Might help if you gave your legs a mahogany finish.
Relax, Kitty. But I'll go in and see what happens. George?
Yes, dear.
Well?
Yes, dear. You're mumbling, Liz. I can't understand you with that glass plate in front of your face.
It's supposed to be there. Look at me, George. What am I?
A washing machine.
Oh, great. Now I've got a face like dirty laundry. I am not a washing machine. Guess again.
A sailor looking out of a porthole.
No, I'll give you one more chance.
A sailor looking into a porthole.
Oh, you're just being stubborn. Can't you honestly tell what I'm driving at?
I haven't the vaguest idea. And forget it, I'm not going to buy a television set.
You knew it all the time.
Liz, why is it? Every time you want something, you go into a big routine. Now, wouldn't it be easier to come right out and ask me?
Well, sure, it's easier, but it never gets me any place.
Not true. I'm a very reasonable man. Now, if you really want a television set, just ask me for it.
George, you mean you really...
You don't have to play games with me, Liz. Just ask me.
All right. George, there's something I'd like to ask you.
Yes, Liz, what is it?
Will you buy me a television set?
No, I won't.
Why, you big fibber.
I am not.
You are, too.
I am not. I just said you should ask for it. I didn't say I'd give it to you.
You're not only a fibber, you're a sneaky fibber.
If I were you, I'd divorce me.
Well, not till we get a television set. I want custody of it. George, we just have to have one.
Give me one good reason.
Well, I'm a social failure because we don't watch television. I never know who won the fight or what Kukla and Fran are doing to Ollie.
Oh, poor little Liz.
Well, it's not funny. I have no idea what's going on in the world.
Well, why don't you try reading the newspaper?
Oh, that's old-fashioned. Television is taking the place of the newspaper.
Oh, it is? Well, I'd like to see you wrap the garbage in a television set.
That's a pretty soggy answer. What about the entertainment? What about all the good shows on television?
Well, there's always radio, you know.
Oh, who wants to listen to other people win prizes? Radio's given everything else away. Pretty soon it'll give itself away, and that'll be the end of it.
Oh, Liz, what are you...
George, try to think of me. It's getting embarrassing.
What is?
Every house on the block has an aerial but ours. Our roof looks positively naked.
Oh, honey, I didn't know that. Well, in that case, I'll buy one right away.
A television set?
No, an aerial.
Well,
Great, that'll fool everybody. And then before we go out at night, we can peel onions so our eyes will be bloodshot.
Liz, I'm tired of hearing about this. I don't want to hear the word television in this house again.
Television, television, television.
Liz?
I just wanted to see what would happen.
All right, now let's forget it.
Just one more thing. If you won't buy me the naughty word, will you bring me home an apple box?
An apple box? Mm-hmm. What for?
Well, if I have to watch it through a store window, I'd at least like something to sit on.
That's enough, Liz.
I'll get it. Hello?
Hello, Liz girl.
Oh, hello, Iris.
Well, what's the matter, girl? You sound low.
Oh, I begged George to buy us a television set, and he said no.
Oh, too bad, girl.
George doesn't believe in these modern inventions. It wouldn't surprise me if he came home tonight driving a covered wagon.
Oh, he just doesn't know what he's missing. Our new set came yesterday. Oh, is it good? I did my knitting last night with Edwin. I had breakfast this morning with Tex and Jinx. And this afternoon, I took a bath with Hopalong Cassidy.
You, Iris. I guess old Stick in the Mud will never buy a set.
Maybe he needs convincing, Liz. There's a football game on tonight. Get him to come over to the house on some pretext. Maybe he'll like it.
You mean trick him into watching television?
Uh-huh.
Oh, Iris, what kind of a low-down stunt is that? What kind of a person do you think I am? What time shall we be there?
8:30.
We'll be there.
Good girl, girl.
Are you sure the Atterburys asked us to come over tonight?
I'm positive. Why?
I don't think they're home.
Certainly they're home. See, all the lights are out.
Are you out of your mind?
Well, ring the doorbell and you'll see.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
You must be the Coopers. I'm Joe Beckett, their neighbor. Oh, you should have been here a few minutes ago. What a brawl. They were gouging each other's eyes out.
Sister Miss Atterbury?
No, the terrible Turk and gorgeous George.
Oh, well, come on, Joe. Let's go in.
Okay, let me give you a tip. Don't sit in back of Mrs. Atterbury. You can't see a thing. It's only a 10-inch screen.
Oh, well, that explains it. She's got a 16-inch neck.
Green? Liz?
Come on, George. They're waiting for us.
Wait, if you get tired of watching the Atterbury show, come over to the Schraders. They always tune in pantomime quiz. And besides, they serve sandwiches. And if you like beer, the Andersons always have it, but you have to watch Western movies.
So this is why we're here. Television. Still boring from within.
Well, I thought as long as the evening was going to be boring, it might as well be from within.
Hey, girl, George boy.
Hi.
Hi, Iris. Who was that that just left? Bugs Bunny?
No, that's Keith I. Beckett. The neighborhood TVM.
TVM?
Uh-huh. Television moocher.
Oh.
He does nothing but go from one house to another and watch television. Well, go on in.
No, Iris, we aren't staying.
Oh, George.
Sorry, Liz. I said I'm not interested in television, and I have a one-track mind.
Oh, too bad. And the football game is just about to start.
Football game?
Train now backing up on track one.
Well, we could see how bad it looks.
Yeah, let's see how bad it looks. Come on, Rudolph's in the living room.
There's a great crowd here tonight, folks, and the teams are just coming out on the field.
The Coopers are here, Rudolph.
Hello, Liz boy, George girl.
What? Rudolph, you could at least take your eyes off the screen and say hello.
I don't want to miss this kickoff. Sit down, folks.
Well, you sit there, George, and I'll sit here. And Liz, you sit in back of me.
No thanks, Iris. I'll sit here on the arm of George's chair.
Well, folks, the band has left the field and we're ready for the kickoff.
Oh, Liz, you still have your coat on. Let me take it.
All right, Iris.
Here you are, Iris.
He's up to the horn. The 15. It looks like he's going to get away.
Well, I can't see the coat. Oh, here it is.
Down to the 15. The 10 to 5. And he's all over it.
Isn't it wonderful, George? Wasn't that great, Mr. Atterbury?
I didn't see it. Your coat was over my head.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right. The game will be full of 95-yard run back for touchdowns.
Oh, well, that's good. Then I don't feel so bad.
You...
How'd you like it, George? Pretty good, huh? We can still buy a set tonight, you know. Trimble's are open till 9. Did you turn it off, Rudolph?
Yes. I'm not turning it on until everyone quiets down and stays that way.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I wouldn't think of opening my mouth. Be quiet, George.
I won't say a word.
You can turn it on again now, Mr. Atterbury.
Well, that's better. Yes.
They're lining up. Would anyone like a sandwich?
No, thanks, Iris.
Yeah, none for me, thanks.
No.
I might be persuaded.
Mr. Beckett?
Yes, I came back. The Schraders blew a tube.
And now, while taking all time out, we take a moment to bring you a message from the people who make this telecast possible. Our sponsor.
Hey, what happened? There's no picture.
No, pay attention, friend.
The sound's still on, but there's no picture on the screen.
Hey, this gives me an idea for a great new invention. We'll call it radio.
All right, George.
Television, we don't have to tell you what our product does. You can see it for yourself.
There's nothing on the screen, you fool. What are you selling, fogs?
Well, we can tell what it is by listening.
You see this can I have in my hand? Never forget that name on the label.
Make a note of that, Liz.
Never mind. I think I've seen this ad before. He's talking about motor oil.
Serve it at your next party. It seems like
sort of a motor oil sundae, eh, Liz?
Yeah. They're great. You take one every 1,000 miles.
Well, Liz's plan to get George interested in television has blown a fuse. Right now, Liz is on her way downtown to drown her sorrows by buying a new hat. She walks along Sheridan Boulevard, and as she passes Trimble's appliance store, her footsteps falter, and she stops, fascinated, to watch the television sets in the window. An elderly gentleman, who also happens to be looking in the window, addresses her.
Television is certainly wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it's wonderful.
What kind of a set do you have?
Crystal.
No television? Where? How'd that happen?
Well, my husband doesn't want to give up his stereoptic and slides.
Oh, that's a humdinger. Now, you ought to go inside and talk to Mr. Trimble about a set.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Oh, he's really a peach of a fella. Fair and honest. Go on in.
Well, you don't understand. Just the word television makes George sick.
But he'll send it out on trial for a week, and it's absolutely free.
Free?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. I think that's the word that'll make George well again.
Hey, go on in and talk to Mrs. Trimble about it.
Well, all right.
I'll go in with you.
Oh, are you going to get a set?
No, I'm Mrs. Trimble.
Well, you certainly got me into your parlor, Mr. Spider.
Trimble.
Oh.
You see, I can't afford a neon sign. I have to do it myself.
That's very interesting. Do you light up at night?
No, but that's a wonderful idea. Now, what kind of a set do you want me to send out for a 3 weeks trial? 10-inch, 12-inch, 16-inch, 19-inch?
Is that the biggest?
No, but you wouldn't like the next size. It takes up a whole side of the house and you have to watch it from a block away.
What do you call it, a drive-in?
No, I was kidding. It was a little joke.
Oh, it certainly was. Well, this set looks nice.
Oh, yeah, that's the very latest to see the tag.
Oh, yes, uh-huh. Combination television, radio with FM, AM, and shortwave. Phonograph with automatic record changer that plays 10-inch, 12-inch, long play, short play, acetate, vinylite, classical, popular, and also player piano rolls. Well, that sounds wonderful.
Oh, yes, and there's only one trouble.
What's that?
We can't find out where to turn it on.
Is that another of your little jokes?
Yes.
the time, don't they?
Well, why don't you leave it to me? I'll send you out a nice set.
Well, all right. Send it to Mrs. George Cooper, 321 Bundy Drive.
Yes, ma'am.
About 8 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
And be sure and send one to work.
Yes, ma'am. Now, don't you worry about things. I stand behind every set I sell. Any other instructions?
Yes, wear something green so you won't clash to the living room.
Well, thanks for the lift, Bill. I'll meet you right here in the morning in front of Trimble's appliance store. Boy, look at all those television sets.
Television is certainly wonderful, isn't it?
Oh, they're okay if you like television. I don't happen to care for it.
Well, now, you let me give you a tip. Go on in and see Trimble. He's a peach of a fella. He'll even send you out a set to see how you like it.
Oh, no, I wouldn't be interested.
Wouldn't cost you a thing for a week's trial. It's free.
No, Free?
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might make Liz happy, and there's another football game tonight.
My name happens to be Trimble, friend. Now, where shall I send the set?
George Cooper, 321 Bundy Drive.
Hmm?
What's the matter?
Funny, I don't know you, but that name has a familiar ring to it. Well, I'll have it out tonight. 8 o'clock, all right?
Oh, fine. Oh, this will be a wonderful surprise for Liz.
Come on, Rudolph. I want to get to the market. This is no time for window shopping.
Wait a minute. We should have bought our television set here at Trimble's. His prices are cheaper.
Really? Hmm.
Television is certainly wonderful.
I beg your pardon?
Let me give you a tip. Go in and see Trimble.
No.
You can take the set home for a week's demonstration. Free.
We have a set.
Oh, too bad. Any setless friends?
Free. Iris, what about George Boy?
Fastest. Send one to George Boy.
I feel responsible for the bad impression he got last night. He really owe it to George Boy, and it won't cost anything.
I'll send out a set tonight. What's George Boy's other name?
Cooper.
One television set to Cooper George Boy.
No, that's George Cooper Boy. I mean, George Cooper.
George Cooper?
You know him?
No, not personally. But I think he's opening up a chain of bars here.
No, that must be someone else. This fellow lives at 321 Bundy Drive.
Well, come on, Rudolph. I've got to get to the market.
Be sure that set gets out there tonight.
Oh, yes. Don't worry, Dolphin. Three sets to George Cooper. Who does he think he is? He's going to get one set and like it.
A good dinner, Liz. Say, what time is it?
8:05. What?
You don't want to go anywhere tonight, do you, dear?
Oh, no. Maybe you'd like to...
No, not at all.
No, I just want to stay right here in my own little home with my own little husband and sit on your own little lap.
That's just what I want to do.
Well, we both can't get on. Come on, make a lap, George. There. Was that the doorbell?
I didn't hear anything. That was the doorbell. I'll get it.
Oh, you could at least have let me get off first. I'll answer it, George.
No, I'll answer.
But I'm expecting something.
I'm expecting something, too.
But I ordered something sent out tonight.
Ordered something sent out tonight, too.
Liz, girl.
George, boy.
Well, this must be your package, George. I didn't order the Atterbury.
Neither did I.
So we aren't on the invoice. Will you ask us in anyway?
Oh, sure. Come on in.
What's new, Liz?
Nothing.
I guess it didn't arrive yet.
What?
No, nothing. What's on the... Oh, I forgot you don't have television. Too bad you can't see your way clear toward getting one, boy.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, what's that? Was that the doorbell?
No, I was clearing my throat.
What have you been eating, bell peppers? It was the doorbell.
I'll get it.
Hey, now, wait a minute.
Yes? Is this 321
Bundy? Yes.
George Cooper live here?
Yes.
Did someone order a television set?
Yes.
Well, I finally get to meet my favorite group. Three hits and a miss.
Look, bring the set inside.
All right.
I'll help you carry it.
Hello, Mr. Becker.
Hello.
Stand aside, everyone. Put it right over there by the bookcase.
All right. There. It's got a built-in aerial. Just plug it in and let her rip.
Well, thanks a lot.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, how about that? A television set.
Yeah, right in our own living room. A television set. There it is, Liz. A television set.
Yeah, a television set.
Well, I guess we settled that. It's a television set, all right. come on now, Liz. Admit your surprise. Me? Oh, don't be silly. George is the one that's surprised.
What are you talking about? I'm not surprised at all.
You knew it all the time?
Well, certainly.
How'd you find out?
Well, I didn't tell him.
I didn't either. What do you mean you didn't tell him? How did you find out about it? How did we find out? How did you find out? Well, I had the set sent out.
You had it sent out?
Of course.
You did not, I did.
You did not, I did. You did not, we did.
You did not, I did.
Maybe we are the three hits and a miss. Well, I'm certainly sorry we bothered doing you a favor. Well, you can't even order a television set without everyone hogging the credit. Hogging the credit? Come on, Rudolph, we're leaving.
I'm coming. Goodbye. And I hope pigeons roost on your aerial.
Well, you're not going to leave the set here, are you? Take it along.
No.
You take your hands off that set, Miss Atterbury. I had it sent out, and it's staying here. Leave it alone. Oh, help me, George.
Now, wait a minute.
Take me off
television.
Well, Liz, now what have you to say? Iris, you were right. This is the television set you sent out.
My Favorite Husband has been presented through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.
Please send your questions and comments to host@classiccomedyotr.com. Come back next Monday for another episode of My Favorite Husband and check in on Wednesday for the next installment of The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope. Until Wednesday, in the words of Margaret Culkin Banning, cleaning up with children around is like shoveling during a blizzard.